This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
How you guys doing today? Today we're going to be talking about the Banditos Motorcycle Club, one of the largest motorcycle clubs in the world. Okay, we're going to be talking about the Banditos Motorcycle Club, one of the largest clubs in the world, especially one of the largest out in the southwest of the United States. They've been around since the 60s, and they've grown everywhere. Now, we'll talk about the split, and we're actually going to go to their website for some of the information, because, again, I like giving you guys sources to go check out for yourselves. That way you'll learn a little more, since I just skim over everything. But their website has a lot of good material on it that tells you about the club. I always say go straight to the source. Don't go to the media or any of that stuff. Go to the source when you want to get in the know about things. Now, the Banditos, they are freaking synonymous with Texas, baby. Yes, that actually, the Texas is Wild West down there right now, especially with all the profiling that's happening. Sad state of affairs with the profiling. And also, it's become a little harder on them since the Waco Twin Peaks debacle down in Texas in 2015. 7 years ago. My God, is that a long time, man. 7 years. Hopefully my math's right on that. Or 6 years, something like that. But it happened in 2015. Give me a break. Math wasn't my freaking specialty when I came to school. So let's go over to their website real quick. Take a look at it. Enjoy the B-roll that's happening right now. That's something new that we're trying to do with each one of our programs. Give you guys a little break from my ugly mug. But it was 1965. And again, this is out of the Banditos United States.com website. Headed back from or to the USA from an annual trip to the bullfights in Sonora, Mexico. Man, I'd love to go see a bullfight, man. You know, and I'd be the kind of guy that's rooting for the bull to freaking, like, gorge him or something like that. I know, I'm sick in the head. I get told that all the time by Chinadoll, trust me. Don Chamber and his friends stopped at a local cantina. Now, it was Don Chambers, man. He is the big boy, El Presidente National back then. He's the one who got all this started. And it's going to be interesting for you guys to hear how the Bandito name actually came about. When they entered, a patron asked the waitresses, "Who are those guys?" The waitress answered, "That's DC and his American Banditos." Hence the name. March 66, the Banditos Motorcycle Club was born. The Houston chapter, or mother chapter, soon followed by the Southwest Houston chapter. A year later, riding back from that annual trip as full-patch Banditos, a problem occurred with the Federales in Mexico. Yes, the Federales. You gotta love them. Bandito Sunshine was killed. He was the first Bandito. And that was the last time the Banditos went to Mexico. They have hundreds of chapters across the U.S., Central, and South America. Thousands of members worldwide. The Bandito Nation, they're strong and thriving. Of course they are, man. They're freaking Banditos, man. You got to love that stuff. Now, everybody asks, because there are two different design of patches, and it states right here on their website that at a chapter's president meeting in 2006, it was decided by a 100 vote to set Europe, Asia, I think Australia too. Anyway, they set them free to follow their own path. July 17th, 2007, the club was split. Though we share a common name and similar patch, there is the underlying similar. They no longer associate with Europe, Asia, and Australia, so they can get back to their roots. They are the largest club in the Western Hemisphere, 1,100 members in Northern, Central, and South American countries. And they are the people the parents warned us about. Yeah, I suggest going over to their website. It gives a lot of history over there as far as just how they started out. And that split, a lot of people don't know about that, but it just says it right up on their website. Don't listen to media reports when it comes to stuff like this. The club is going to have a lot of the information you need right from the horse's mouth to give you the information. Now, there is also a website, banditosmc.com. It looks like it's the Global in Movement's website. You got Asia, Australia, Europe, USA. So there's kind of a cordial type of deal going on right there. But it's not, you know, rare for a major club to split from some of the chapters it had. You know, the USA one said they wanted to get back to the roots, man. And Australia, Europe, and Asia, that's a whole different animal when it comes to a culture out there than it is the United States. What they would find is the norm out there isn't the norm here in the States. So I can see it. I really can see it, what they're talking about when it comes to that type of stuff. So again, that's BanditosMC.com. That is the World One. Now, again, they are one of the largest motorcycle clubs in the world. By far. And they are considered one of the top five. And one of the top five means is the U.S. Department of Justice that we all freaking love, okay? They are the ones that classified them. Now, the other ones in the big five, of course, is the Angels, Mongols, Outlaws, Pagans. And then you got those Banditos in there, man. One of the largest. And I guess, again, it is all over the continents right now. But a little bit about Donald Chambers, man. He sounded like a cool dude to be around, man, I swear. He died in 1999. He was born in 1930. And he went to the Marines and he was sent to Vietnam. There thus goes a Vietnam vet. Those Vietnam vets, they did not play at all, man. And they're the ones that actually set the tone of the motorcycle club that you all guys recognize now. Yeah, there was, you know, earlier ones within the Big Four and stuff. But again, we'll cover that again later. You know, each in the, you know, each club needs to be covered independently. It was actually founded in 66 in San Leon, but the website that they were talking about was Houston's, the mother chapter and stuff. One interesting fact about Don Chambers, after he was released from prison in 83, he retired from the Bandidos. So he wasn't there throughout his life. I guess, you know what, it was an early deal, and after he got out of the joint, he said, you know what, I want to go a different, you know, path and stuff like that. I'm not going to get into Chambers' crimes or any of that, because that's not what this is all about, but he died from cancer in 99, and on his gravestone, it carries the a title of El Presidente, as well as the motto, "We are the people our parents warned them about." That was one of my always, that was a favorite saying of mine. That was, it's a pretty cool freaking saying. It kind of sticks it right into their damn faces, man. Because we all know how the damn media covers everything nowadays. But the Bandidos really set a high mark when it comes to the club scene. You know, there's a lot of damn good guys within the Bandidos Motorcycle Club. Now, they might not have the history that, say, the Booze Fighters have. You know, we covered them in our last video. Yeah, they were one of the original Hollister ones. The movie Marlon Brando and all that stuff was actually based on what happened there. Chino, he played Wino Willie. So they don't have that type of history, but they got a history of rough around the edges. Let's just put it that way. They were rough around the edges, and they were an MC that went out there, they set a goal, and boom, they went on and got that goal. So you can't say enough for these Vietnam era clubs that started. They worked really hard at what they did to make the clubs grow. It's not like today where people just throw on a 1% patch, or they're given a 1% patch, and next thing you know, they try to take on the world. Everybody's trying to grow. What I never understood about that, by the way, is why don't you just grow your one chapter to the best that it could be, and then, you know, branch out? But hey, none of my business any damn way. It just came, you know, just came to mind. You know, these clubs are big because they built cores, they stuck by their bylaws, and they went out there and kicked some ass. And that can't be more said. The Bandidos, man. If you don't know them, do your research. Try to stay away from all this media stuff that is against them. And that is a shame. You know, yeah, the past of how you started and stuff like that is real cool, but the media tries to turn that around on a club. They try to use the past to define them now. They were pretty rough Bandidos back in the day, man. You didn't mess with the Bandidos back in the day. You still don't. But in the back in the day, you know, Jake Carzile said on the stand that we aren't the Bandidos of your parents. He was spot on about that one, man. We've covered some information on the Bandidos and how they had to make it in other videos and stuff, and they didn't play around. It was no playtime with them early Bandidos, man. But of course, that was a different breed back then. The breed now is a lot different. Everybody knows that. I guess you can call it evolution and stuff, but it is kind of cool, you know, flipping back, because I'm regressing here, to find out how they got their name. DC and his American Bandidos. Wow, that came from a waitress. That's pretty cool stuff. It's, you know, it's just like giving road names out or something like that. It just comes out of nowhere, and now they are one of the biggest clubs in the world, and That's how they got their name. Again, this is off the official Banditos website. Just ain't me saying it, guys. But I do encourage you to go over to their website. Now, they do got a gallery. I do want to cover this one part. Expect no mercy. And I love how they put it. We are a one percenter motorcycle club living our life without excuses and giving respect where it is earned. People judge us by appearance. Media portrays us as the boogeyman. Leo arrests us for existing, that they do. Courts judge and jail them based on the patch they wear. The Banditos Motorcycle Club. No must see, baby. And they do got a good gallery here on their website. Remember, this is the Banditos USA one. And I know they got a race team like a MF-er, man. And I love watching a race team. There's a couple of them right there on their bikes. There's a big picture, overview picture. Some oldies right there, baby. Even more oldies right there. But it's cool going through the club's galleries and stuff. That way you can actually put a face to it. They got a section where you can become a known associate. You get access to hundreds of historical club photos, exclusive gear. And for those that are always asking me, events, that's where you go to. If you want to go get to know one of these clubs, go to their events page and you will see the open houses that you can go to. And then that's under construction for the race team. I know Good Time Charlie and stuff like that used to talk about Louisiana. But that is a little bit of history on the Banditos Motorcycle Club and how they came about. Again, get out there, do your own research on this material. Just do not rely on me to do it because I skim. So don't forget to like, subscribe to the channel, the video, pass it around like I'm not going to say that on YouTube. I sound different on the radio than here. But anyway, we're going over right now to MotorcycleMadhouseRadio.com with China Dow. All the replays of that show is also available on iHeartRadio and all the big ones, man. I'll see you over there.